we've just recited the life of no regret, the verse that spontaneously comes out of the mouth of Dharmakara when he meets his teacher Lokeshvara Raja for the first time. And some of this verse describes the qualities of Lokeshvara Raja, or you could say describe the quality of any Buddha. You are like a lion, valiant and divinely pure. The image of the Buddha often refers to himself, the historical Buddha often referred to himself as a lion, and particularly he talked about when he gave a Dharma teaching, he said, "I have roared the lion's roar." So there's something of the quality of this image of the lion's roar that represents a very powerful truth that is sort of overwhelming, you know, and also it's got teeth. Sometimes what is true can be painful at first, but also the lion is the king of the jungle. There's something very noble about this creature. And in the verse we've just recited, it says, "You are like a lion, valiant." So there's this quality of valor, goodness, nobility, and divinely pure. And if we can think of these qualities, the nobility and the purity, applying to when the Buddha spoke something, so the senses of the Dharma as being noble and of being true. And when you look at the Pali canon, although you can say, yes, the kind of general teachings about how the mind works, or how to overcome obstacles, or how to deal with anger, they're all very true and very good. There's also the sense that even more specific truths are very powerful, sometimes in a very mystical sense, and sometimes in a way that's more easy to understand. And I remembered two stories related to the power of truth, and I tried to look both of them up today in the Pali Canon, and I could only find the first one, which is the more mystical, which is to do with the monk called Angulimala, who became one of the Buddha's disciples after essentially living the life of a bandit, and he killed 108 people, and he had a very powerful experience when he met the Buddha and threw his sword away and became a Buddhist monk. And one day on alms round, he heard somebody heard a woman in labour giving birth to a child, and he was very distressed, and it sounded like the process was very distressing. And he went to his teacher, the Buddha, and said, "Oh, when I was doing my alms round, this is what I heard, something that was very distressing." And the Buddha said, "If you go to that woman and you say something that's true, that will transform the situation. It will bring about blessings for the mother and for the child." He said, "Go and tell them that since you're born, you've not intentionally killed any living being." And Angulimala says, "I can't say that. I was a murderer for 30 years or something." And the Buddha says, "No. What I mean is, go and tell them, since you were born into the noble life," so there's a sort of side teaching about how becoming ordained is like a new kind of birth. "Since you became a monk, tell them you've not intentionally killed a living being. And that because this is a true statement, great blessings will become upon the mother and the child." And he went and did this, and they did. They received great merit because he was able to say something that was entirely true. Now, that's the story as it appears in the Pali Canon. It's got a kind of mystical flavour in that, or magical flavour. He says this thing that's very true, and it affects these people who are really quite disconnected from the true statement that he's saying. So you can say something, there's something in that about the power of saying something that's true, transcending the ordinary truth of the matter. And perhaps that's something to sit with and ponder. But it wasn't the story that I was trying to look up. The story I was trying to look up is perhaps easier to understand to our Western minds. And hopefully I've remembered it correctly and haven't just made it up, but even if I have it will serve as a useful illustration. A disciple of the Buddha meets a family, and the child is very sick, or there's something. Yeah, I think the child of the family is very sick, and he goes away and meets the Buddha. And the Buddha says, well, you have to say something in order to cure this child. And you can see how there's some parallels with the earlier story, so forgive me if I have made this up. But he goes, the Buddha's advice is, again, you must say something that's true in order to cure the child of this sickness. So the disciple goes back to this family. And again, there's a side issue here about we can see the monk performing a kind of ministry role, a vicar role, who's somebody who goes out and looks after people in the community. So that's quite interesting in and of itself. He goes back to the family who he's looking after and ministering to. And they offer him tea and so on. And he looks around and he says he knows that he must say something that's true about this family, or that somebody in the family must say something that's true. And I think he encourages the parents to say something that's true. He said, if you want your child to get better, you must be able to say something that's really true. And one of the parents, I can't remember whether it's the father or the mother, says to their partner, I don't really love you. I'm actually in love with your, say it's the husband, I don't really love you, I'm actually in love with your sister. And when he says this, the child gets better, or begins to get better. Now, to our Western minds, that's the sort of story that's easier to understand. If you think of it in psychological terms, there's some lie that's at the core of the family that the child doesn't understand, that's manifesting with physical symptoms. And I can imagine that still happens. And what it took in that situation for the child's physical symptoms to get better was for that underlying lie to be spoken, because then it could be dealt with. So in that scenario, we can see a very direct connection between the power of saying something truthful, between roaring the lion's roar, and between the situation beginning to improve. I'm sure things are very difficult for that family after that, in the immediate time after that was spoken, but things were able to move on. And this lion's roar is the quality of all the Buddha's teachings, but also it's how he encourages us to be in our own lives. Not that it's always appropriate to go around saying very powerful things inappropriately, but there's something about finding a space to voice what's difficult, or to voice what's true, even if it's difficult, that can have a transformative effect on your own life and on the lives of the people around you. So this is the quality of the lion's roar, being able to speak what's true when it's necessary, even if in the short term it might cause more distress. In the long term, it's a more spiritually mature way to be in the world. So these are the qualities that Dharmakara is ascribing to Lokeshvara Raja Buddha, but they're also the qualities that we can think of in our own lives. And you can almost ask yourself the question, is there something that I'm not saying? Is there something that I'm avoiding? And I've done that exercise, and it's very powerful. So we're going to go into meditation now, and perhaps I'll leave you with that question. Amitabha.